Good morning. It's 8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning, Thursday. And today is the day weigh-ins start for Commit to Fit. How many years now? 10th? This is the 10th year already? Really? Yeah. My goodness. And joining us to talk more about it here this morning from the Knox County YMCA, Darla Powell. Darla, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Also from OSS St. Mary Medical Center, Carrie McCants. Carrie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. I was hoping, like, we have this whole weird thing where my email is, yeah, whatever. But you
I'm
made
here.
It. So,
yeah.
So, man, my goodness, 10 years. I didn't realize it'd been that many. And it's been a really great program. And I guess the whole point of it is giving people a jump start or a way help to getting themselves healthy, number one.
Yes.
And Darla, you being with the Knox County YMCA and the Healthy Living Coordinator, obviously near and dear to your heart. But the point is that, you know, people come into the Y, and a lot of them, that's maybe what they're looking for. It's like, yeah, I just kind of want to get healthy. And there's so many different resources. But with this, with Commit to Fit and the partnership between OSF and the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info, it's just a way to give you all those resources you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a community-wide event, so if someone is looking for a workout buddy, that's always a good place to start and start moving and get healthy.
Well, let's kind of talk about what goes on and what happens. The weigh-ins start later today. So, Carrie, what if somebody's interested, what do they need to do?
Well, they can go to galesburg.info and go to the keyword Commit to Fit and sign up, or we do take walk-ins tonight and tomorrow morning. So walk-ins are at the downtown YMCA from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. at the downtown Y.
And if it's a case you're thinking, oh, I got to weigh in front of people, the only people that are going to see your weight are the people taking it. Your name is not going to be posted with your weight next to it or anything. It's kept private. So if that's something that's a concern to you, that the point is that we want that number to change for you. Is what it comes down to.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to give you all the tools that you need to get that weight loss started, or just a more healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And then there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for somebody as well at the end of this
thing,
right?
Yes, yes. So what we do is we have a male and female division, and the person who loses the most percentage of body weight will win. The first place is $300, second place is $150, and then third place is $50. But in addition to that, the YMCA is also gracious enough. First place will get a one-year Y membership, second place will get a six-month membership, and third place will get a three-month membership, and that's both for male and females.
Yeah, and this isn't the whole thing isn't about where you work out. It's about being healthier and doing stuff. And sure, we'd love for you to go to, you know, the Y locations. And we've emphasized so many times with different people from the Y on that if inability to pay is your stumbling block, they will find a way to get you in. So that's never going to be a stumbling block. But it's about Darla, I guess, it's learning how to do that. Because a lot of us don't know. It's like, well, I guess, well, there's all these diets I see. There's this one and that one. And it's like, well, yeah, and those might work for you for a little bit. But it's all about learning to do it properly.
Right, right. It's about building that consistency with your workout program and building the discipline to start looking at your health as what you're fueling your body with as well.
And, you know, and I guess the healthier person or people and carry with an event like this, the more healthy people there are, you know, we're talking about even things like with the coronavirus. Well, the healthier you are, the less likely it is that it's going to be one that you might get or that it's going to be really bad. But it just, you know, if this is a nationwide thing and everybody gets on that track, everybody becomes healthier. We're looking at insurance costs, health insurance costs
absolutely
dropping immensely, medical costs dropping. I mean, it's like this all-inclusive thing that's like, you know, if we're all, because we're not a very healthy nation.
Yes, and obesity is tied to so many different diseases. And, you know, if you can, you know, get healthy, get your weight down, you know, that will lessen that.
Yeah, and there's some cases, whether it's like, you know, a high blood pressure or something like that, or maybe like you're borderline diabetic. And I suppose, Darla, you probably have seen people come in. It's like, yeah, I started here at the Y, or maybe I've done Commit to Fit in the past, and this really jump-started me. I was on the verge of, getting over that level where I might have died soon, but now this, this is the kind of thing that maybe that motivation to help jumpstart somebody to get healthy.
Absolutely. It's always a key component to maintaining your blood pressure, your diabetes, and it's hard to get started, but once you start, we always hope that you stay with that commitment.
Well, and the big thing is, it's like you said, you're learning how, so this is, it's, you know, I know it kind of stinks, it's a lifetime commitment, but if you want your life to be a little bit longer, but once you get started and you get into that routine, it gets easier as you go. And it's not that it's like, well, yeah, I like to have some French fries. Well, yeah, have them sometimes and in moderation.
Absolutely.
But don't, you're not throwing them every meal, including breakfast. So it's the formula's not that difficult, is the bottom line.
No, there's finding that fine balance and what works best for you, and we'll give you all the tools and resources that you need to accomplish those goals.
Darla Powell with the Knox County YMCA, Carrie McCants with OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Commit to Fit, it gets underway. The weigh-ins later today at the downtown Y, and continues. It'll start what time again?
Tonight from 4 to 6.
Okay.
And then tomorrow from 6 to 8.
And then how many weeks does I will call it a competition. How long does that go?
Sure. It goes 7 weeks, and we only do weigh-ins now. And then 7 weeks from now, which is March 20th and 21st, we'll do the weigh-outs. It's not a program where you have to go into the Y every week and weigh, just kind of monitor your weight throughout the 7 weeks. But we do have a Facebook page for you to join, and that's where we give you tips and tricks to help you, maintain your weight loss.
So 10 years we've been doing this. Carrie, tell me some of, I'm sure people, you've gotten comments from people who have participated. It's like, hey, this really did something for me. Talk about maybe some of the comments you've heard from people over the years.
Oh, absolutely. A kickstart. One of our favorite people, Katie Carlson,
yep.
She used to work here. She started with Commit to Fit, and she has done a fantastic job. It was a kickstart for her. She learned some tips and tricks, and she kept it going. And, a year later, she just looks awesome.
Yeah. And I guess, Darla, you probably kind of get the same thing. Even just people coming into the Y and getting the membership or whatever and kind of learning, they whether they sit with one of the trainers or you or whatever it is, that you kind of probably hear some of the same things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a whole schedule full of group fitness classes, aquatic classes. Those are always a great place to start because every class can be modified to meet each person where they start at.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. There are so many different opportunities, like, for instance, at the Y, because if you're a person that's like, well, I feel like I weigh too much to start doing this, it's really going to hurt me. Well, there you go. The aquatic classes takes pressure off your joints, all the stress off your joints. And there are just so many different levels of different type of fitness classes. And even if it is maybe more advanced, you don't, the instructors will tell you, it's like, hey, if you don't feel you can do this, maybe do this instead, or just keep moving in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. Every class has modifications that can be adapted to meet everyone where they start at.
Yeah. Commit to Fit. Once again, I can't believe it's 10 years.
I know.
Wow. So it's been going for a while. Knox County YMCA, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, and Galesboro.info teaming up again. Weigh in start later today. 4 o'clock. You can do it tomorrow, all again at the downtown YMCA. And if you go to Galesburg.info, click on Commit to Fit. That's where you can get yourself registered. But you can walk up as well.
You can.
Yeah.
We'll take walk-ins. So we are going to be masked and socially distanced, so it's safe to come in. We'll have hand sanitizer. We don't expect huge lines since we do have, the varied weigh-in time. So it is very safe to come.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Darla, even how to stress this, because again, some people that stumbling block for them starting is like, I'm at a size, I'm embarrassed, I don't want somebody to see my weight, or don't want, somebody, I'll be made fun of if I show up at a fitness class or working out. That's not the case at all.
Never.
I guess that's a stumbling block. It's hard to get over, but we really need to stress that it doesn't matter the size, how big, how small, how bad a shape, whatever the case may be, there's a way for you to get going, and this is a way to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said, if you're new coming into a fitness class, bring a friend. You're always welcome to bring a friend with you, just to have that support and every instructor will take you through the setup of the class and the modifications and cheer you on as you go.
Well, that's a great thing, like you said, Carrie. There's all this information available, like on the Facebook page for the event, with, you know, health and wellness and food information. But also, you know, if like we mentioned at the Knox County YMCA, there are trainers available to help you. You've never seen these weight machines or these weights before. There's people there to help you and show you how to use them.
Absolutely. Just ask. We have staff available to take you through the weight machines or the cardio equipment, show you how they start, how they get going. Never be afraid to ask questions of any of the staff.
Yeah, the great thing is there's other members are willing to help you as well.
Very much
If they see you struggle or whatever, you can ask and say, oh, yeah. Or if they don't know, say, hey, but, you know, Darla can help you or whatever. Okay. Hey, if you go up to the front, you know, the reception, they'll be able to help you. So. Yeah, it's a really great thing. Commit to Fit. Again, it's getting underway. And how many? Is it 7 weeks?
7 weeks. We were going to make it 8, but that's Memorial Day weekend. Oh, okay. So we wanted to, you know, stop it before Memorial Day weekend and help kick off your summer.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, like, okay, it's not just a 7-week process, though. This Commit to Fit is the jump start for you.
Yes. We normally do it at the beginning of the year, but because of COVID, we've kind of delayed it a little bit. But we didn't want to, you know, exit out completely. We still wanted to do it this year. Our 10th year, we really wanted to, you know, have it going still. So.
Yeah. And as Carrie mentioned, that it's, you know, kind of a kickstart to summer as well, getting your summer body or whatever the case may be. And Darla, I'm sure you've heard as well, people, we all need something to motivate us. And this is it. This is motivator. You have to hold yourself accountable, and we got to weigh in at the beginning and a weigh in at the end. And of course, you can weigh yourself in between if you want, or you can be surprised at the end, and maybe it's way more than you thought. But it's all about that personal motivation and what is it that motivates me. And this is just a great way to get it started.
It sure is. It sure is. Don't be afraid to take that first step. We're here to support you and encourage you every step of your process.
Absolutely. Carrie, anything else we need to know about Commit to Fit?
Just basically with our Facebook page, Commit to Fit, you can ask to join. We'll give weekly challenges for you and give you tips and tricks and help you out. We really just want to help kickstart you.
Yeah, and Commit to Fit, the number two. Commit the number two fit, right?
Yeah.
Darla, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just excited. This is my first year on board with Commit to Fit, so I'm anxious to see how everyone does.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And again, great motivator, and it's great to see results and people's like, hey, it's starting, you know, basically starting a whole new lifestyle for a lot of people. Really nice thing. Carrie McCanto, SF St. Mary Medical Center, Darla Powell, Knox County YMCA, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.